This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 459, up 10. September corn, 456 and a quarter, up 12. December corn, 457 and three quarters, up 10 and a half. July soybeans, 1457, down 3.5. August soybeans, 1401, up 3/4. September soybeans, 1263 and 3/4, up 4 3/4. July wheat, 618 and a quarter, up 12.5. September wheat, 630 and a quarter, up 14. December wheat, 651, up 14. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Friday afternoon. Technical trading strengthened corn but pushed soybeans lower. Wheat found higher values following reports of lower quality and yields of the drought-stressed wheat in the plains area. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 10 cents stronger at 434 to 465. Soybeans are down 4 to 12 cents at 1430 to 1459. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 10 to 11 cents higher at 431 to 463. Soybeans are up mostly 2 cents at 1457 to 1487. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported Shell corn 7 to 10 cents higher at 455 to 469. Soybeans are 5 to 8 cents lower at 1444 to 1474. Wheat closed 10 to 13 cents stronger at 592 to 611. Illinois soybean processor cash bids closed mixed at 1477 to 1502. Basis levels were unchanged to 5 cents lower at 76 to 101 over the August. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 507.60 to 528.60 per ton, which is down $3, with the basis level steady at 20 to 41 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash bids were up 10 cents at 460 to 477, with basis levels unchanged at 1 to 18 cents over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 6 to 10 cents higher at 464 to 469, with the basis levels at 5 to 10 cents over the July. Soybeans closed 1 to 4 cents lower at 1463 to 1469. Basis levels were unchanged to 2 cents stronger at 6 to 12 over the July. New crop wheat basis prices were 9 to 11 cents higher at 5.96 to $6. Basis levels were down 2 to 3 cents at 22 to 18 under the July futures. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 10 to 11 cents higher at 4.88 to 4.89. These elevators lowered the soybean bids 3 to 4 cents at 1487 to 1488. Soft wheat was 7 to 8 cents higher at 618 to 619. Milo closed 7 to 8 cents stronger at 472 to 484. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall delivery Shell corn contracts were offered at 418 to 429. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1179 to 1204. In central Illinois, fall delivery Shell corn contracts were quoted in a range of 425 to 438. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1177 to 1204. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery Shell corn contracts were offered to producers in a range of 424 to 440. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1189 to 1220, and June-July delivery wheat contracts in southern Illinois range from 588 to 611. This is John Ray reporting.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 140.12, up 62 cents. August live cattle, 141.30, down 2 cents. October live cattle, 144.50, down 40 cents. August feeder cattle, 252, up 70 cents. September feeder cattle, 287, up 62 cents. October feeder cattle, 282, up 30 cents. June lean hogs, 114.57, up $1.60. July lean hogs, 124.97, up $2.80. August lean hogs, 129.30, up $1.10. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday, the 6th, afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded at 169 lower in a range of 99 to 112, with a weighted average carcass price of 107.85. And from the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 67 to 72, 4 to 5 weight at 71 to 76, and 5 to 6 weight at 75 to 79, and over 600 pounds at 77 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 75 to 78. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 11,303. The report from Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday, June 5th, receipts were 346. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers sold 3 to 5 lower, slaughter Holstein steers sold 4 higher, slaughter cows were 2 to 7 lower, and slaughter bulls were 3 higher in a light test. Steers choice at 146.50 to 152.50, Holstein steers choice at 135 to 141, heifers choice at 145 to 152. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 128. Breakers average dressing at 92 to 96. Boners average dressing at 96 to 103. High dressing to 105. Low dressing to 83 to 94. And leans average dressing at 82. High dressing 95 to 96. And low dressing at 55 to 65. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 119, high dressing at 113 to 119, and low dressing at 95 to 110. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 144 to 147.50, and on a dress basis at 230 to 234. Heifers on live basis traded at 143 to 147.50, and on a dress basis at 230 to 233. From the National Daily Deck Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 228 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 120.60, which was 239 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 230.86, which was 13 cents lower. Select carcasses at 220.81, which was $1.08 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 117,000 compared to 118,000 for last week and 124,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 319,000 compared to 413,000 last week and 396,000 1 year ago. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.69. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.66. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.60. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.57. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.56. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.52. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.45. July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.41. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.83. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.69. Corn at Scottville is $4.60. Beans at Greenfield are $14.56, beans at Scottville are $14.45, and wheat at Scottville is $5.83. University of Illinois Extension held a pond management educational program just outside of Pena. Energy and environmental stewardship educator Gary Letterly was spearheading the program and gave a rundown on what to keep in mind if you have a pond on your land or are hoping to construct one.
We're talking about pond management and the basics of it. And the first step of it is understanding the watershed that you have, and it basically what area drains into that pond or what provides the water budget for your pond. If you rely only on rainfall on top of that pond, you're going to be sorely disappointed. We get about 39 inches of rain on the average, and our evaporation rates will just make that go away in a hurry. So we need a watershed. We need a larger area to drain from into or help provide inflow into that pond or lake for that to make a good pond. We're also going to talk about weed and algae control measures and kind of some of the changes that have occurred in the laws, some permitting that's now required for you to even apply weed or algae control materials to your own pond. It's the law's been on the books, but now it's being enforced, and by a court judgment now it needs to be adhered to, where you have to file a notice of intent that you're going to apply a material, and you'll receive basically a permit to do so and some limits and restrictions to that. And it's to provide safety to the overflow areas or the waters of body of the state of Illinois. So it's a law put in place by Environmental Protection Agency, and that's kind of something new, and that's kind of where we're going to have a jumping off point with our weed and algae control measures. We want to talk about that, and that's something new. We're also going to talk a little bit about fish stocking rates and maintaining healthy fish populations, and then in general enjoy the evening out at the Gahias Pond.
And you could not have asked for better weather for this. It's a really a great day out here. And I have heard and seen some problems that people have had with too much algae gathering on bodies of water that they have.
Right. I mean, this is the time of year where algae is going to come on. We've got high-intensity sunlight, the nutrients that are available to the plant are easily able to be taken up. The water is warmed up a little bit. So combination of plenty of moisture, plenty of nutrients, plenty of sunlight really means plant growth. And algae is a form of plant life. So if it has an opportunity to grow, it will.
What would you say is probably the number one concern or the number one thing people may have come out here to really focus on?
I think it's going to be, more than anything, weed control and algae control. And that's always difficult because it's a little hard to predict how materials are going to perform. You have issues of water chemistry that sometimes need to be addressed. You have area, size, and volume considerations that need to be addressed. And you have everyone else's expectation of what a pond should look like. Should it be denuded of all vegetation? Should it be nice and pristine? Should it be clear to the bottom? If you're going to do that, you're not going to have very good fish life. So you need to consider, what habitat do I really want out here? What amount of plant emergence, including algae, can you tolerate, or will you allow it to grow? Certainly you don't want it to look like what I would always call as a kid the Sargasso Sea, you know, just almost maybe looks almost like a cesspool of algae. But sometimes that happens. And then the remedy to that is deal with it this year and wait till next year. So it's a challenge.
And what would you say would be your top recommendation for people having trouble with weeds and algae?
Well, I would say with anything, I try to go cheap first, and I try to use products like copper sulfate. But again, it's read the label, know what the laws are in your area. And again, the state of Illinois does require you to, since you're applying it to probably a pond that has an overflow provision, that could enter into the water bodies of the state of Illinois, whether they're navigable or not. They'll eventually reach a navigable point, and that puts it under the purview of EPA and protecting the waters. So my word would be go cheap first, but you have to maybe sacrifice a year of fishing for a good cleanup or clean out, and then really decide what your goals are with that pond. If it's going to be for fish, for fish habitat, for swimming, for wildlife, just for you to view out of your back porch, and then approach it that way to where you know what level of management you really have to have, and make it easier on yourself. Don't try to overmanage if you don't have to. You'll be disappointed for the most part. You'll spend a lot of money, and you may not have the sense of satisfaction that I think most people do when they let a little bit kind of go back to nature. But using the recommendations that are out there, following the labels, that's what you want to do.
All right. Thank you very much. Gary, is there anything you want to add before I let you go here?
We'll try to do this around the Unit 18, which includes Montgomery, Macoupin, Jersey, and Christian counties. So we plan to do this in other locations. And even folks from outside of those counties, they're certainly welcome to come to any extension program that we're holding. So thank you very much.
Again, that was Energy and Environmental Stewardship Educator Gary Letterly. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.